April 1st, 2018, it's the Watt from Pedro Show. Show. Happy D-Boom B-Day.
Yeah.
Brother Matt. Too much bees in there.
Styling the Easter bonnet today.
Yep, and the Easter, and then the Fools.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, Pesach, and there's some Muslim dealio, too. Mm. They all like wrestling, where they don't know how to finish up a thing, and they call it schmaz, right? You just all get out there and, you know, improvise, right? So in a way, all these days did a big schmaz.
Astrological peak.
Yeah. Some of the tide stuff. The SpaceX, they didn't try to get the rocket, but they did try to get the Ferret. You know Mr. Steven?
Mm.
That thing with the big four arms?
Oh, yeah.
I found out it's to hold a net.
Oh.
People out there, SpaceX has got a thing here. Berth 52,
53. Yeah, down by Lane Victory down
right,
there.
Right. And he got a boat called Mr. Steven, and he's got these big four arms. And I saw the net, and I guess by Baja, because it was launched at Vandenberg, with Iridium, right, they're putting up 70, 80, maybe 100 satellites. So they're planning 30 more launches this year.
Wow.
And so expensive with the vehicles, right? So recover. They've learned how to land these things. And then the fairing for the nose cone is actually caught with a big net, but it came down on a parasail.
Oh,
it got tangled a little bit. So
they want to go big over on Terminal Island there at the old
shipyard. Well, this is what I heard. Southwest Marine.
Yeah.
But no parking.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to park here and then take the ferry over. There's a ferry guy. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Danny Salas.
That's right.
On top of it. Yeah, I went to school with him.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Brother Matt used to work. We should introduce our guest.
Welcome.
The ferry. Be careful. We got the Guzman brothers.
Cool.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Pedro? Yeah.
Thanks for the little treats.
In fact, we started, yeah. How do you say these?
Arepa.
Arepa.
Yeah.
Okay, when we started off the show with Around Midnight, it was the last tour of Miles Davis and John Coltrane 1960 Europe tour. I think they did only a set each.
Mm.
Yeah. Which, because you read Miles' books, so there was some gigs that... They were shorter sets, like 20 minutes, but you do five.
Oh, wow.
He said that's why he got into Chocho. Mm. And then very, be careful with the dirección, the address. You found this place okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
At the dirección.
Apartment F.
The right one? Mm. Yeah.
Our roads lead to Pedro.
All right. This is the love grotto on the pleasure point.
Saw Rebels on the way. That was
cool. You see that? You see Rebels?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Pacific. Yeah, I remember... That bothered Mr. Bukowski, because everybody said he drank there, and he never drank there. Oh. But you see this? By the time he came to Peter, he was drinking at home, I think.
Yeah.
You go to Auntie's.
That's glow in the... Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, what he really liked was Yoshi's.
Yeah.
Senfuku. Mm-hmm. He liked the sushi pad on 6. Oh. But that's glow in the dark there, the love grotto.
That was my previous pad. I kind of got into painting the ceiling.
Yeah. Kind of.
Matteo D'Angelo.
Anyway, you guys been on the show before.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple years now?
Something like that.
And I remember it was right before we got to play with each other at the fucking...
El Cid.
Mm.
That was a blast.
Yeah, that was a bitching gig. And so we got the story of how you guys got into music and the band came together. Let's talk about this album. Because the La Dresion, all the songs we're going to play today from you guys is from this new album. First of all, yeah, where'd you record it?
We recorded 64 Sounds in Highland Park on 2-inch tape, analog, nice,
beautiful cool
studio. There's tons of instruments all over. Like, I mean, hundreds of instruments.
I've never
like,
been
from, like,
band.
Pipe organs yeah. to, like, guitars. And yeah, it's... it was an amazing studio.
Wow.
Yeah.
And who was the cat?
Celso Estrada. It was the he was our engineer.
Yeah.
And he mixed it as well.
How long has it been around? Because you know Highland Park's changed, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
it's
actually,
part of the old Highland Park.
It is part of the old Highland
okay.
Park. I guess it got. It was a studio. I think like Devo recorded a song there or something back in the 80s or something. And
so it goes back to 80s, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
some jazz.
What was it, like a
train storage?
It's like a train, model train store or something like that before.
Model trains?
Yeah, something like
it
that.
It was a studio before.
Neil Young's in the little, wasn't he
you
in
got
the
a big
train?
Train club here up by your practice
pad. Well,
I've
been next by practice pad. It's funny, it used to be called Belmont Shore.
Mm.
Now it's called Redondo Beach. I mean, somebody should tell them it's Pedro, you know. That's the name of the club. In fact, I've made a video upstairs there.
Oh, yeah,
and I got
yeah.
sued by
big dream.
Fucking them cocks. What's it called? Surely Pathetic. $500,000 for slander.
Man. That's a bitch
Spike
song.
Spike Jones, my brother Spike.
Bitching song.
Yeah.
Bitching video.
Big train, right. With the little cars every dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we use that thing. And they said they owned the color. So I made that train pink. And then they said, we own the shape. Like if you make a movie and use a gun, you know, in a theatrical sense. Because in
Winchester.
This sense, the plot was there's two Mike Watts. One's Baracho, one's together.
Mm.
Baracho guy's killing people, running people over, he ends up crashing. The, you know, more together, Watt. He's safe.
Saves the day.
Right there in the story. Morality. Aesop favorite.
They could have spun it to their favorite.
Motherfucker. Yeah.
Alternate.
They were clowns.
Alternate universe.
Yeah. Well, that's what the fiction fiction's for, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, getting off the subject here. So it's been around. And so you guys, how'd you hear about it?
You know what? It was the last minute. It's just luck.
Okay, let's tell the story. What's the album called?
Daisy's Beauty Salon.
Yeah.
So is that the part of town you guys live in?
No, we live in Koreatown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, but Daisy's Beauty Salon. Where's this title come from?
Huh.
Well, when our mom had a store when we were kids, and it was called Daisy's Beauty Salon. She was a what is it? Cosmo?
Beautician.
She's a beautician.
Yeah. So like kind of a barber.
Yeah. So she had her beauty salon, and I used to be there all the time. He was there all the time.
Yeah.
Is this K-Town?
No, this is like
Westlake.
It's kind of Westlake. near Pacific Dining Car.
Yeah.
I think it's Valencia and 6th.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that was like, that's where we grew up. That's what she did, and she cut hair.
Some kind of tribute to your mom.
Yeah, and also, this is like, this record has probably the most of songs that she's written. We talked about it on the last show, how she writes our songs. So
we don't have a lot of bands on Brother Matt when Ma writes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So it's really cool because a lot of her songs are on it. There's only one non-original song, like
cover.
One cover song on the record, so most of them are hers.
They're like nouns, like things.
Yeah.
The soldier.
Yeah. Yeah.
The watch.
Yeah.
The ring.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. So you think? Do you guys name them, or does she name them too?
Both. Both.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Because you know the way I write songs, I always gotta start with a title, or I got no focus.
Right. She. I think. Yeah. Her songs, she names them, and then
George Hurley never named his tunes. I got the privilege of naming. He'd always write words, but he wouldn't name them.
Right.
So I got that.
Yeah. That's cool.
Honor, privilege. But me, I had to start with them. I mean, everybody's got their own way.
How about D. Boone?
D. Boone. I'll tell you this: if D. Boone wrote words that rhymed, I was not going to get them. I always got the words that were kind of, No, that was actually a landlady. Because he said my words are too spacey, so I used a landlady that don't use a shower. I said, is this real? But he, fuck psychological means to sell. You know,
I think of those lines every day.
I got my bills and my rent. I guess I should go pitch a tent. I wasn't going to get that. He's going to keep the rhyme ones always. And so, of course he ended up probably a title. I don't remember ever giving a title to D. Boone. So. And D. Boone never wrote a song with my words. He wrote a couple with Georgie words, some with Dukowski. Mainly D. Boone liked to write to his own words. Mm-hmm. But, everybody's different. I wrote from a lot of different people's words because it would help me with the music. I would get trapped in little reruns, I Love Lucy, let's go do pizza or mayonnaise, whatever. It's like, fuck. Yeah, well. And all of a sudden, dude, bring in another words, like Georgie's words. Ah. Point my music in another way. Why'd you say last minute?
Oh, we had a cancellation at another studio, which we were booked at.
So you weren't planning the album. The album wasn't last minute.
The album was very last minute.
Everything's last minute.
Oh, really? You didn't plan it ahead of time? No.
Well, he planned
I've been planning it for...
Yeah, he planned it a while.
Wait a minute. You said he planned it for a while, and then you said everything is last minute.
No, I mean, I was fighting it because, I get nervous about that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's forever, right?
Yeah, sure.
A gig goes into the air. No, I'm the same way.
Yeah,
total pad shit. We call it red light fever because the recording light, right?
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, totally.
So then I was at the studio where we were at, and I'm like, I need a little me time while I'm finishing up some lyrics and rearranging things half an hour at a time. And it came out great. I mean, it was a really lucky thing, I guess.
Wow.
But it was really, for me, it was really last minute.
Where was the other studio? Where was it going to be?
It was in Echo Park.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it fell through.
Yeah, it fell through. Their tape machine broke.
That's the one thing about analog. You have to maintenance this shit like crazy.
But
it's one thing in the digital world. We're kind of like lazy ass. Because, if you don't keep up on that stuff.
Yeah.
But there's nothing like it if it is maintained.
It was a great, lucky, what do you call it, mistake? Or
happy mistake.
Happy
mistake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, let's play the Bad Man. Hombre de Malas.
El hombre va de mala, la plaza se le acaba, lo aborrece la mujer. Si la plaza se le acaba, lo aborrece la mujer. Después que meten la pata dicen que es a mala suerte. Después que meten la pata dicen que es a mala suerte. Precaudido que yo no sufro fracaso. Ya como soy precaudido que yo no sufro fracaso.
Thank you. לי רשימה חלקית. כל יבשת אוסטרליה בחף ידי. שריון הצב הוא גם ביתי. הרחם של אמא פצוע יש לו דימום פנימי. אני מניח מלחמה בבסיס התודעה. אני מניח הפסד. אני מניח מוות. LSD מחיר מלא, דימום קצור של אי נחת. אבל ניר עוקד בלי הפסקה.
To walk in dreams in a place with everything, heartstrings and filthy things all on the floors, not just in twilight, but now pick a window, bring back something, I'll have you know, this place has everything, it's unbelievable. Sergeant walking dreams of every day. This place has everything. It's unbelievable. Sergeant walking dreams of every day. This place has everything. It's unbelievable. Sergeant walking dreams of every day. This place has everything.
Why for Pedro show? Everybody is getting the moisture down their throats. We got Hombre de Malas. Very be careful from the new album. Alice back. She's got a brand new song. White Justice, Black Mouse, Super Rainbow, out of Pittsburgh. Mr. Tom, Sunset Curses from Bulgaria. Platoto. I found this. I got on tour a couple of years ago from Kolarashki. From Italy, 1518, with Human Migrations. Yeah, salute. Brainiacs with Stun. Yeah, I found Brainiacs, you know. Reactionaries played with them at the Suburban Lawns Prac Pad in Long Beach, in Magnolia, Anaheim. 79, almost 40 years. 39 years ago, yeah. So Brainiacs, I hope those guys, I haven't seen them since, but good guys. They're one of those bands, like Slovenly, Tom Watson's band was like that. Like, and also the early Peru, where nobody really wanted to rock the bass.
Mm.
The guitar and the bass was always switching. Mm. Okay, for you for this song, you for that song. Tim Wright and, God, what was his name? Tom Herman in the Peru. And Tom Watson did that with his buddy Scott. Scott Ziegler. So the Brainiacs were like that. Nah. In fact, Subodo did that. Mm. The Eric, not the drummer man they got now, but this guy Eric. And I took him on tour in Iowa, Ames. They didn't want to switch. So Eric punches Lou out in front of all the kids. And it was a freak out.
Oh, man.
He didn't want to switch. Not now. And then the Hand with Slow Bullet. I think that's one of the people of Low, Duluth. Farther south from Tel Aviv with LSD partial list. Full list. Bob Pollard with The Place Has Everything, one of his 101 albums, this cat.
Wow.
But guy by voices. Yeah, incredible. Dayton, Ohio. And very be careful with Soldado, the soldier. So
I got one for you guys real quick. Arriba, abajo, adentro, y a centro.
Something like that. I like that. Tell us about these songs. The Soldier.
Soldier, that's one of my mom's songs.
Yeah.
It's a tough time. Like, there's a storm going on.
Yep.
So, it's anybody's game. And Soldier is, standing by this, river that's, overflowing.
Trouble.
A lot of trouble. And the soldier's like, I'm going to be here no matter what. And I'm going to wait.
Hold the ground.
I'm going to wait for you.
Okay.
And no matter what.
And the bad man? Hombre de Mal.
The bad man is, let's see. It's about, he's kind of like, he's giving some advice. This is a different writer who wrote that.
Alejo Duran.
Yeah.
But it's more of the bad luck man.
Okay, the man.
Which is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
Unfortunate man.
Yeah. Unfortunate man. He,
what they call him? The Schlemiel? In Yiddish, right, there's something with Schlemiel and Schlemiesel, like the Schlemiel spills the soup. But I think Schlemiesel is the guy they spilled the soup on.
Yeah.
Like there's different levels of.
Oh.
It's Laverne and Shirley. Schlemiel and Schlemiesel.
That's pretty much
they talk about that.
That was their little theme song.
Well, I think it goes way back into old Yiddish kind of thing, and there's different levels.
Yeah, so pretty much
my New York friends were
pretty much Laverne and Shirley.
What was his name? Spizzy? One of them ended up in Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
What's his name? Spizzy? Spoozy? Fonzie? Potsy? What is
Squeaky?
Lenny Squeaky, yeah. Good one.
You know,
I'm glad I'm here.
I think they did a gig. Their first gig was with the Minutemen, and the Plimsolls were doing a joke band called Megadeth. There was no Megadeth yet.
Really?
Yeah, I think, in fact, they had to buy the name from these cats. They were wearing wigs and pretending they were hard rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the weirdest gig. And we come out there, we both me and D-Boom break strings on the very first note of the first, we do like our 38-second cover of Ain't Talking About Love. And we break, and I remember a screen went up. They had a screen with some rock and roll shit and it goes up. And then we come out there and you go, ah, fuck. And the screen comes back down. We change the strings. Like in normal life, we would have just kept playing. You know, but for some reason, we stopped. It was like the worst entrance we ever had. And it was this weird gig with those cats. Okay. So, it's about, random misfortune or something.
Random misfortune. Well, kind of like, you know, when your money runs out, then, you know, the chicks are going to lose interest.
Yeah, right.
And then, you know, so you
stick out, there's momentum just more when it rains, it pours.
Yeah, it's like, just, you know, try and make some cash so that you can, like, fuel this love life.
Yeah, okay. Bring back the spark.
Bring back the spark.
My band in high school did a Minutemen cover. We got booed off the stage.
Yeah. We got booed off the stage here in Pedro at the Croatian Hall. Maybe three songs. I had a cast. I was real cohort. I couldn't even run. And the motherfuckers here throwing like all kinds of shit. We had just opened up for X, too. Big gig at the Roxy. But, hey, we get to play Pedro, so we race back down here and they throw us off.
Pedro like oldies cover bands.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm sorry that we made that happen to you.
Wait.
So the process of the record, you guys you didn't do a lot of practice.
Oh, yeah, well, no, we practiced.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but there was a lot of new...
A lot of new stuff
that wasn't, like, completely finished.
Yeah.
And came out the way that it did, as, you know, as you might know on a record.
Sure.
And now it's something, because it became that day.
It's a work.
You're
self-produced? You guys produced?
We got two labels, ours and Steady Beat Records.
Yeah.
Out of Pedro, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, they put on a lot of reggae records and some Latin stuff.
I think it's by McNerney.
Yeah.
So they're on Fifth?
Oh, yeah.
So.
Steady Beat. Well, you know who's from here? Miguel.
Oh,
singer, rap guy. He's Pedro.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know. They didn't put me in charge of all the music. So there's a lot of stuff that happens that I don't even know about.
Some chorus that you don't know about.
Yeah, so Steady Beat. And even the Porch Core I didn't know about with Todd Reese. That's why I got Raul in the band. I didn't even know they had this whole fucking scene going on because I was touring so much. Mm. So that's cool. So guys from the label help produce?
Steady Beat Records and our label, Downtown Pijao Records. We co-put it out.
Yeah, but as far as like a cat in the studio, the way I see a producer, he's kind of like a... in the wheelhouse, right? Shot caller.
Yeah, Celso made a lot of decisions with us.
You're the knob man.
He's awesome.
Yeah, but you guys too. Sometimes the band wants somebody that's different because it gives them perspective. Sometimes they say that, but they don't really want that. They want to call the shots.
Yeah.
Some dudes, I won't name any names, but they're on the phone in the hallway. The engineer's doing everything. It's like you're renting out his name. And the motherfuckers don't do anything. I don't want to say any names, but there's this one guy who's notorious at this shit. So I'm just curious about the idea of production. Like another voice in the studio. You kind of let the engineer man be that.
He's got an ear, you know, like...
No, I know how it is. That's how Minutemen did with Ethan James at Radio Tokyo. 100% control we let him.
Yeah, I mean, I felt really good about Celso. So, like, we would be, like, I mean, making jokes about it, but at the same time, like, I'm like, what do you think? And usually he's right.
A lot of takes?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
How many days?
Two.
2 days?
Yeah. No, not too many takes.
How long for him to mix it?
A day.
One day?
Yeah. Well, that is Minutemen style. Yeah. Well, Minutemen style would be midnight to 6 or 8, because in those days that was called downtime and it was half price. Also, the tape. We used tape.
Yeah.
Because that was half price. It was $140 for 15 minutes at 30 ips for 2-inch. So you could get for 70. Right. And also, we would record in order, so you didn't have to sequence.
Oh, wow. Sorry.
So it was sort of like a gig.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's like a fucking gig. Yeah. Yeah, like we had a set list, you know. We had to do them quick and fast, you know, econo, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just curious, you know, we're talking
almost
40 years ago, and it's kind of the same.
Yeah, but also, like, the there's only, like, I mean, two takes, it's either going to happen or not in our book, I think. Like,
oh, yeah, so we have a pretty, we're ADD.
Yeah. It's like after when we do it three times, it's already,
next record.
Then you should read, I read this thing about James Jamerson. Working with Smokey Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, take 242. He said the groove had rigor mortis.
Can't even imagine.
We're at the end of the first hour. April 1st, 2018 edition. Our Peter show with the very Be Careful. Hold tight for hour two. April 1, 2018 is the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
Qué cosita, qué cosas tiene en la vida. Qué cosita, qué cosita, qué cosas tiene en la vida. Cuando yo te conocí, todito era alegría. A toda parte nos íbamos y siempre nos divertía. Pero ya que no
Too long for the storm, but sweep away their smell. He's here and then he's gone, or else his song. I lie to everyone. I go swimming in the wrong, but I might just throw a stone. I ran and tripped the stairs. Now these are my internal affairs. Had a thing or two for cheering too soon. I lie to everyone. I go swimming in the wrong, but I might just throw a stone.
what chance of life I have no more. Can you clear the open line? The love of you, but guide the mind. Surviving and surrounding silence. Leaning on only their own right. Against the neck of sun, the sign. Making it worth the burden, not on the mountain.
ti si hace viento, yo no me quiero despeinar. Todas estas cosas hay que tenerla en cuenta, si es que trae un trabajo lo que quieres encontrar. Es más fácil la casa de cuidar y esperar, de pronto pueden llamar y puede irte a trabajar. A ti te hace calor,
show. We started the second hour off with
Okay,
Casita. Very be careful.
Okay,
what kind of thing?
It's kind of like saying man, life is a weird place.
Trippy.
Yeah, life is a weird place. You think something's a certain way and you're totally wrong, and then you think something's another way and you're totally right.
Oops. Yeah, be careful of yourself. Don't get in the way of yourself.
Sure.
Yeah, that's bitching. Then we had Sun Ra doing Blue Intensity. I took your name. Sun Ra, of course, Birmingham. Sonny Blout, Alabama. And then I took your name from Holland with Watershed. Godzilla Snacks out of Fukuoka. Paved. Kaijin guys, though. A gas mask for George Jetson, Code Red from Oosterhead. They just moved from Strong Beach to Inglewood.
Inglewood.
Yeah. You don't hear of those journeys so much, those migration paths.
Inglewood's going to be a whole new place now. Huh? Going to be a whole new town with that stadium going in.
I think so. Maybe they're pioneers. You don't know.
Yeah.
Where are you moving? Inglewood?
I used to live on Inglewood in Manchester.
Right, because close to Brother Matt went to Laurel.
Stoken Weddle in that zone.
Okay, so he had a blues shift radio show many years. He went to Willie Dixon's band. He said he had a drawer of songs.
Yeah.
A couple hundred songs he never recorded. Yeah. Bitching guy, Willie Dixon. But he had a lot of cats on his show and stuff. And the school is right there. It's really Westchester.
Yeah, Chesterville.
Yeah. Healers out of Illinois, west of Chicago, with 102 Part 3, and then the very careful with a wee law in 9 o'clock. Your ma?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She tell you what it's about?
Well, that one's pretty straightforward. Somebody's trying to do something.
Yeah.
But they're to keep not doing it. So, like, you know, it's like if I'm like, hey, let's go somewhere, and then you're like, okay, let's go, and I'm like, well, why don't you just go?
Fuck you.
And then...
Forget about it.
And then I'm like, because, you know, I'm waiting for a call.
Yeah.
You know, you might call. I'm looking for a job right now.
Right.
But, you know...
I'm watching the paint dry.
Yeah. Watching the... Yeah,
somebody's got to do it.
Might as well be calling the voice in the paint dry.
You know, I'd like to go there.
I would love to.
Right, King Tut's golden mask. I'd like to see that, but you know there's paint over here.
Yeah, so that's... And then, so, you know... As it's called, the clock, it's...
Sure.
Time's going by.
They don't stop.
Nothing's happening, yeah.
And it's just getting less younger.
It's very funny. It says, there's a part where it says, like, you know, if it's hot, I'm going to sweat, and if the wind is blowing, my hair might get messed up, so I'd probably just stand.
Yeah, just looking for the excuse rack, right?
Exactly.
Okay. I ain't looking for an excuse here. I'm looking for you, Brother Matt, to bring forth the spin cycle.
Cool.
Girl, but the world was wrong, and I was forced to mark Just give me your name.
D Boone. I play the guitar and sing.
Okay. And
Mike Watt plays the bass and George Hervey plays the drums.
Okay. Just give me a little rundown on influences, musical influences.
Wire, the pop group, Captain Beefheart, Gang of Four, Sex Pistols, Clash,
Jazz. Really, Captain Beefheart?
Yeah.
The whole career? Or?
Yeah. There's some jazz. Well, the drummer likes jazz a lot, and I like a lot of, you know, I like a lot of stuff. You know, from heavy metal to country western, some of it. Not all of it. Some of it's real bad, you know.
Some of what?
Country western is.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's like commercial music and everything. You know, there's good heavy metal bands, and then there's commercial heavy metal bands. And there's good punk bands, and there's commercial punk bands. You know. I just don't like the commercial stuff. Very.
Okay, I saw and heard about the U.S. out of Central America.
Yeah.
Okay, are y'all affiliated with any organization, social, political?
I am.
You are.
It's called USACA, United States out of Central America. It's pretty much just a bunch of lobbyists who go to a bunch of democratic organizations to get senators and congressmen to not give aid to the Contras in Honduras and El Salvador. And, you know, places like that. That's pretty much what they do, you know. They publish books that have come out of Central America. They try to get films and programs in schools so people can see what's going on in Central America. It's pretty much of an awareness, you know. I mean, all this shit of the communists coming up from North America is a bunch of bullshit.
Is it primarily one political organization? What I'm trying to say, is it Marxist, anarchist, Democrat, or is it just sort of
nonpartisan? It's just, you know, I mean, well, just personally, I'm a registered Democrat. I'm a Democrat. My girlfriend's a Democrat. She's a, you know, there's some people who are Marxist, you know, thinking type people, but, you know, it's not a, you know, we're not bombing anybody or anything like that. It's just using the system, you know, our congressional powers to stop what's going on. It's been going on since, you know, the 30s.
I know you don't want to speak for all the members, but could you possibly tell me if they would consider themselves, not label themselves, but consider themselves socialists, Democrats, you know,
well,
whatever.
Ron would say he's a Democrat, registered Democrat. George, he doesn't have anything to say.
Just apathist.
Yeah, pretty much. Beer drinker, party dude.
Say, man, you might listen to a really shitty recording.
Kids can do whatever they want. It's a free country, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, I used to fucking play army out in the field shooting my friends, right? Do you think that's aggression?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Right.
I think this is a lot cleaner and more wholesome.
So you think it kind of gets it out there where it's kind of gets people's...
Well, you know, half these, you know, like here tonight, a lot of people are kids, but we play a lot of over 21 songs, but we have no kids, you know, and they don't slam dance. You know,
it's mostly a high school thing.
What tonight?
No pogo?
Well, pre-high school, it's
not.
No,
I know
like
the audience was, but I'm saying, do you think slam dancing is?
Well, I don't know what slam dancing is. You know, it's kind of, you know, I used to go see, like, the Clash.
A political song from Michael Jackson, man. What happened? It's a great song.
Oh, well. We have a lot of songs, you know.
We got that one, man. That's
fucking good. Y'all do a Michael Jackson cover?
No. We have a song called, a political song from Michael Jackson.
That's a great tune, man. You guys didn't do nothing on the Paranoid Times single, did you?
I know what you mean about, you know, that, you know, the aggression goes on out there, but that's just something, you know, I mean, we're playing rock and roll, okay? And when I was young, I used to go see these heavy metal bands, and it was always fights, always. You know, whenever you get a group of people or whatever, there's always going to be problems, because especially when they're all getting fucked up and they're all scamming on each other's girls. Right? It's all over, you know? That's something you can't handle. But these kids, you know, the slam dancing stuff, you know, it's become a trend. You know, we used to pogo, right? And we used to bump into each other, you know, not, you know, kind of bump around, you know. But all of a sudden, these suburb kids start getting into the scene, right? Well, not pogoing, but, these kids started, like, throwing their fists and stuff. Get away from me, son, you know. But, you know, I don't really go to big punk rock. If I do, I just kick back in the back. But I don't have to get involved in it. I can still have a good time. You know, usually the venue is smaller. That's the reason why I like going to the stage to hear music.
But the least I could do is
it's the energy of the violence.
I don't know. It's kind of like it's bad. A lot of it has to do with just people anticipating that. You know?
Yeah, that's
punk rock. We're gonna do it. You know, I mean, a lot of our shows, you know, slam dancing doesn't happen a lot of our shows. You know, on tour it does because we go to these towns that never seen us before, and they label us a hardcore punk rock band.
Promoting this as a slam.
Yeah, you see, there you go. You see, so the kids are coming anticipating that. And for one thing, you know, I'm like, well, the Husker Du will come out and they'll say it's wrong and it shouldn't be done in this and that. But I mean, I really can't tell anybody what to do and not to do. I mean, should they paid money to come in, they should be able to do whatever they want.
What?
Except kill people. You know?
Not her.
I mean, they should do
not
that.
Push Mike in my teeth. What, the kids?
We talked about how we preach on nonviolence in Central America, and then we play these gigs. It's kind of contradictory on the surface,
yeah,
but it's really not.
Violence,
it's
you know,
not like
I saw you dancing, you dug it.
Yeah, oh yeah, shit.
I saw you slapping your hand.
But I danced
hard or nonviolence.
What kind of show you got in store for Atlanta tonight?
Well, we got some cover songs this time.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Anything?
The Voice to Call, Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Creedence?
Yeah.
The Who?
We do three Creedence songs. It's the Bar Band Revival.
Tell me about it.
No, we have a lot of originals too, but we have a new slant that way. I have this Fidel Rambo look.
Mm-hmm. Are your songs getting any longer?
Yeah.
I can level. 3 minutes.
Couple minutes.
Wow.
Choruses.
I know we have one of your videos that was 40 seconds long.
The Van Halen song.
Yeah. That's pretty hard to get the point across.
Oh, yeah, but people
that was the point.
Know it's us.
That's right.
That was the point.
That is the point.
Thank you.
and punk rock in Hollywood. Grew up in Pedro. We were fucking corn dogs. We'd go drink at Pogo.
Brother Matt.
That man could be my life.
Why did you do what you just did to us?
D yeah, Boo's birthday?
Right.
Today, 60 years old he would be.
Yeah. So, and to hear his voice in that interview, which was very trippy.
It was very trippy. You were just talking about it.
Talking about that gig. Talk about that. And actually, you set it off by playing the song right before it, which was on the side chain. We didn't know how to put fucking 40.
And I played that song because of you guys, because it was a song for Latin America.
45 songs, we didn't know how to put them in fucking order. Yeah. So I got this idea, you know, in those days it's the fucking vinyl, right? So the needle's probably going to be on the outside. So I thought, maybe that's where the best songs should be. Well, what's the best songs? I don't know. There's three of us. Well, why don't we each pick and each guy gets a side? And then the shit nobody picks, chafe, right? And you do the wheat from the chafe and that tumor.
Wow.
And so, and... yeah.
Cool Chase.
Also, there was one on there, Hank. I remember they were both working on Raymond's Pop's Pad on Owosso, storming my house.
Mm.
Yeah, that was quite a sight to see. Henry Rollins and D. Boone on with the hammers and on the ladders doing construction.
Yeah, there was only YouTube back then.
No. So, with you guys... And the new album, you got a big release because you asked to do the show early, right? There's something coming up.
Yeah, we're gonna have the vinyl in our hands by April 13th, which we're having a party regardless.
Globos?
Los Globos,
which ain't too far from where we played.
El Cid.
There's another pad too up there. Takes.
Oh, yeah.
Tex?
Yeah.
Oh, the French joint.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's gigs. All those, at different points, they've had gigs.
They played at that place, actually, before.
Yeah. They go through phases where they want bands and they don't want bands. Yeah. But all three of those pads. Actually, I remember when we were with you at El Cid, that pad goes back to the
20s. Yeah.
It was a fake jail.
Oh.
Yeah, because they were making fun of Prohibition. Yeah. So, like, the little booths... Now it's big Latin vibe, right, El Cid?
Mm-hmm.
I think he was kind of in Spain, right?
It's a flamenco place.
Yeah, but the actual cat, El Cid, he goes back like 800 years.
Mm.
He's some kind of a hero. Actually, I read about him. He worked with both Muslim and Christian. He's not just a Christian dude, but he's a Spain dude. Mm. But anyway, the booths where you sat... they were little cells. They had little fucking bars and shit. There was pictures in there. I found in the place.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the waitresses and shit dressed up in the strike prison. Yeah, we're talking like the 20s during Prohibition. Yeah. There's a lot of this stuff. You know, SoCal, like that place by Echo Park in the Echoplex, that temple, that was Amy McPherson, this old born-again lady from Canada. whole fucking trip I found out about. There's so many stories about SoCal being made and remade into things. When you guys came, that neighborhood, Valencia 6th,
mm-hmm.
What was that like?
Oh, it was like a... I mean, it was a kind of a rough neighborhood.
Yeah.
One of the high points was that they filmed a... What is it?
The Bionic Woman.
The Bionic Woman episode.
What was her name? She was
Vince
with
Wagner.
Yeah. Right. Good one. Ding, ding, ding. Winner.
Right. With the other guy was...
Lee Majors.
Yeah.
I loved her.
Okay, so it was happening that they filmed that there.
They filmed...
Well, how's the neighborhood now?
Oh, well, now there's like a... I think there's a police station across the street.
Okay.
So you know everything's
things
cool.
Change, you see.
Yeah. But they had a dog.
I went back to
dog,
my...
In the episode. It was a...
Like they had a bionic dog.
Yeah. He didn't show up in all the episodes.
Okay.
But he
remember
was,
Doctor Who had one. I think it was called K-9.
Was it?
Robot thing.
This thing roll had wheels. It's got a bunk. Remember all that old Doctor Who that was pretty kind of the Daleks, you know. Exterminate. Ever watch this thing? It was from England. I think they redid it. There's modern version. In fact, I think the new one's a lady. That new doctor. But, yeah, things change like that. Does that police station have art? You know, ours, Harvard Division, has artwork. It has a sculpture.
I stay away from police station. Yeah.
What kind of sculpture? Like a cop beat down?
Yeah.
Billy Club.
Big stick.
At the end of the second hour. First, what a way to go out. 2018, Dishwap Pedro Show. Special guest, Barry, be careful. Hold on. 4 hour freak. April 1st, 2018, it's the third hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
Thank you. to the nails of stone that sounded like bells. Sitting in the porch, I say to myself, oh boy, you can never be sure, but these ain't hell. So keep thinking, this is the one. Say goodbye to all my parents. When I took that step, am I too fat? She took me to her house in Tomato Land. I've never known such fur top river bank.
Like a
yendo a buscar otro amorcito con quien un hogar formar.
Yeah.
Well, Marlon, good luck. Walk for Pedro show. We started. There's a conversation in the background, which you're not privileged to, but talking about officers that have blown our minds because we didn't expect. Or people working for the public. Very be careful with El Disfraz.
Mask? Disguise?
Disguise.
Okay.
Who
wrote? Ma?
No, that one I wrote.
Yours, okay.
Yeah. It's about a costume or a disguise where the character is trying to enamor lost love via changing his face so that she doesn't know that it's him. And it's
kind of gorilla.
Yeah, it's trying again. You know?
Yeah, right. Round two.
Okay.
And Don Dalton with the solo bass, Danny Don Dalton.
Cool.
Hey, down beat behind buildings. Yeah, he comes down now once a month.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, with Ocean for the Trees. And then Ghost Car with My Childhood Passed Before My Eyes. Yeah, that's this guy Daniel I had on last week. He joined a group of cats, just jamming and stuff, and he learned from jamming from them. So it was like this school of jamming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't have to all have to be drum circles. And then Dead Cobble, some stuff from Love Monk out of Spain. Great label. You know this label? Mm-hmm. A lot of bands. Dead Capo, Blues Monka. Gecko Turner, This Is the One, Sugar Ray from Ginferno, Pyramid Blue with Arsenito, and then you guys, El Anillo, Very Be Careful. Who wrote that one?
That's Daisy, that's my mom's song.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you know what it's about?
That one, it's the ring, it's self-explanatory. Person singing is saying, like, I don't like what you've been doing, so I'm going to have to get that ring back.
Oh!
Calling
home the markers.
Yes. recall.
Recall. Right, Takata. The mare bags. Right there. You got to fix those. I guess they blow up so fast, right? They kill people.
Oops.
Got to fix it.
Fix that.
What about the tour plans?
Tour plans. Well, we're going to New York in July.
Because we were talking off-air, people. Yeah. Well, it's 2,300 miles. What about in between?
Well...
You know, in the old days, that's what a tour was all about, was New York City. But it was all the gigs in between, and then you turn around and you do them going back. Yeah. Or you guys go to fly.
Lately, we go to spots. We do a few days.
Well, you got... There's hot spots, because off-the-air, people, we were talking about... They've got quite a few bootlegs, the community that comes to their gigs.
Yeah.
Sort of like Brother Matt was talking about with the...
Dennis?
Yeah. Trading tapes. But these are actually, I didn't know. I was playing the stuff on my radio show. And you said to me once, oh, the bootlegs.
yeah.
So that's what you do. You find some places that are happening and you fly there.
Yeah, that works out for us.
Yeah. Because you can't spend a lot of time away from SoCal, right?
Right. That's why.
Yeah, right. It's 3 a.m. last night, right?
3 a.m., dude. Yeah.
Sorry. You had to do the show early because Brother Matt, he's got some...
Stuff.
Stuff.
Easter bonnet.
Yeah, I got the bonnet Easter, styling.
That's why.
Don't get to bust it out much.
The school. Play that one.
Yeah, that's another one of my mom's songs. That one's... I think that's one of the funnier songs on the record. It's about... Obviously about school. So she goes through different subjects.
Sure.
There's math, there's history. English, there's history. Yeah. And she comes back, every time she brings up a subject, she comes back with a funny thing. But it's also, it's mainly regarding, like, someone that the character is thinking about. So there's this girl that, like, you know, the guy in school is thinking about and can't keep his mind on this. Subjects, because every time...
Distracted.
Yeah, it's very, very distracted.
He's all horned up.
Yeah, I mean, more than that. I mean, it's love, you know? So he'll be like, every time I think about math, then I think about, you know, your numbers. And every time I think about English, I think about, you know, how I want to talk to you. Or like, you know.
Sure. It relates.
Yeah, everything relates. It has to relate. It's the only way to go. It's like,
sure.
It's always in one direction, so it's really funny.
The tractor beam.
Yeah, and then the teacher is like, what are you doing? You're so distracted. Like, why don't you... And he's like, I don't know.
I'm learning.
Brother Matt, a lot of Teacher of the Year awards.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm done now.
Now he's done.
So you know what I'm talking about.
But they say, like, the retired guys on the long... They're always the truck on the Labor Day March. They got the retired guys. Like, the job is done, but the struggle ain't over. Let's listen.
Examen no pasaba. pretty girl sitting on a rock, ripped down the middle of a summer dress. She don't understand why they can't keep their hands to themselves, why she can't put her skin on display. She don't understand. Sings to the birds, sing to the top of the trees. She's running down her cheeks, going down, going down, going down on a bended knee. Teenage boy sitting on a bench, bruises hidden underneath his high school shirt. He don't understand why they can't keep their hands to themselves, why they have to punch, why they have to hurt. He don't understand. Sings to the birds, sing to the top of the trees. She's running down his cheeks, going down, going down, going down on a bended knee. Silver-headed couple in their fold-up chairs, looking across the park with their vacant stares. They don't understand why they can't remember, why they can't recall names and places, memories that came before. They don't understand. They sing to the birds, they sing to the top of the trees. She's running down their cheeks, going down, going down, going down on their bended
knees. I just gotta make it through the night. I just gotta make it through the night. I just gotta make it through the night. I just gotta make it through the night.
I just gotta
gentle voices now are screaming. And you dare say this was not true. Now that I did not care less, all these voices are singing for us, but I don't know what they're saying. I don't know the words they speak, neither are the images they're singing, nor there's something I could tell us.
Thank you.
Me siento muy orgulloso de tenerlo a los dos.
For Pedro Show, last music for this edition. I'm going to school up from Very Be Careful. Jonas Williams out of Australia with Be and Dead Knee. Don't know what that means. The Night Just Gotta Make It Through from the Emperor's Ice Cream out of Brighton, England. Andrea Roten, Gentle Voices, we had him on the Italian guy living in the Czech Republic. Everyone Is Dirty from the City with Third Light. Mold Omen out of Baltimore with Extended Easy Camel. I think the whole album is yoga positions.
How many humps on Extended Easy Camel?
No, but for the man, in yoga, like, they give you some thing that you're making your pose on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the warrior pose, the sleepy dog or lazy dog.
Extended
or...
Easy Camel. Yeah, dog getting fucked. Talkie style. And then Dos Corazones, Very Be Careful.
Yeah.
And who wrote that one?
That's my mom's hustle.
Okay.
Daisy's.
And it's the last song of that record, too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's one on...
Side one.
Is it side one?
Oh, it's the side one?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of one of the...
Because I got MP3s.
One of the things that we were talking about earlier...
I think it's the longest song. That's what it is.
Yeah. It's one of the kind of what I was telling you as far as recording. It was a lucky break. Like what he did.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it, and I was like,
"Well, let's talk about that process."
Yes.
So, like, it came up with the bass line.
We had played it a little bit, and then the day of, I was rearranging the lyrics, and then and then we're like, "Let's just try it." I think it was one take.
And that was the one I was like.
He didn't even want to record it.
Why, not ready?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I'll reference The Cure or something
The Cure?
A big band that plays really good music. He played, and I was like... That's it. We're going to do it. I think we did it again.
Long, dark jam.
Yeah, a long, dark jam. And, it's a very simple song. Yeah. I was just like, that's probably one of the happiest songs of the album. Yeah. It was really lucky. But,
it comes from Long, Dark Jam.
Sure. But it was a, the luck part is probably the main part for me.
Sure.
Because it was wow. Can't believe that happened.
Yeah.
And it was we did another take, I think, but I was like, nah, it's cool.
Okay.
It was the first one.
And you've never played in front of people.
And we'd never played in front of people, yeah.
Well, a lot of these tunes you hadn't played for people, right?
Correct,
right.
Yeah.
This album was a lot of new stuff.
Yeah.
And explain the process a little bit. Obviously some starting points was your ma's words.
Right.
Sometimes, is it bass lick?
Yeah.
Or is it accordion lick?
We do stuff together,
Just wondering how.
We're at the house. We live together, and sometimes we start with either one of the two licks, and then it just builds from there.
Okay. Do the stuff start off too long and then end up shorter?
No, it probably starts off shorter and ends up too long.
I always have always too much, and then I have to cut out.
And then
even
like,
with bass notes, too many notes, I have to
too many start
notes. Moving. Yeah. Yeah, because with us, Bajo guys, the more notes, the smaller you get. So it's always a search for right notes, so
right.
You can still stay big.
Yeah, he's good at picking.
Yeah,
which
I mean,
is good. And then luckily,
it's never solved either. I mean,
it's never solved.
Even yeah, you know what I mean? That dilemma, that problem.
Yeah.
And that's why, with my process, I'm always starting with too much, and then I have to cut down.
I like to go less and less as much as I can.
Sure.
And plus, our percussion team is so powerful, like that.
And they're brought in later, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm saying we present them.
Yeah.
And then they run with it like really really sweet. So yeah. I can count on that. So I'm not worried about that.
That never starts with them though. They're always at it.
Usually, me and him work together first. Yeah, but like when we present it to them, I'm always surprised. I'm like, oh yeah, these guys, they
kind of interpret.
They're so good, yeah.
Anything you learned from making this record that you didn't know before about the band and about the music you make, which I think is beautiful.
I think I learned that like us as a band. Like as a family, like we know each other really well. So it was like any fears I had before about like recording, like I was like, oh wow, like everybody was real. I was having a hard time, but I feel like everybody believed in me to do my part.
Yeah,
this is just personally speaking.
Yeah.
So I felt like strong. Like whereas going into it, I felt like I don't know if I can do it, but yeah, I felt like everybody was like, you got it, like. My brother, the other guys.
And you are? Oh, learned.
I learned to control my own, you know, mania, probably. Because, you know, I'm always, like, busy and trying to make things happen. And, and then we're in the studio, and I just get to pull back. Because everyone just took over musically in an amazing way. And I could be like, oh! I can relax now.
Both of you are kind of reassured.
Yeah, reassured is
great. Way.
And also, like he pushed me a lot. Like where I was, there was a point where I was like, I'm not going to do this anymore. And then like some of the best shit came out like in those last in that last hour where he was like, just try this one. And I was like, like I was pissed. Like I was super pissed off.
I'm done.
Yeah, like I was.
You
just
can
like,
hear it in the end of
you
the.
You can hear it.
Hombre de Manas.
Hombre de Manas was one take.
I was like,
and he was like, come on, let's knock another one out. And I was like, I don't want to fucking do this anymore. And then, like, the way it came out, I was like, I'm angry.
The last note is like,
good for,
like,
for that subject.
Yeah, but I nailed it. Yeah, like, and it was really funny.
Well, I love it, man. I like what you're doing. I love what you're doing. And want you to keep on keeping on. So good success.
Thank you. Thank you.
With the big release at the Los Globos on the 14th.
13th, Friday 13th.
Friday the 13th, yeah. Of course.
Good luck.
Happy B-Day, D-Boone. Happy Easter. Happy April Fool.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Fucking congrats. But be careful.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. Very cool having you guys.
Righteous respect for Madre. For you.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah.
She doesn't even know.
Yeah.
Wow.
She doesn't know yet.
Awesome.
It's going to be great.
Terror to listen to the show. April 1, 2018, Dish Waff Pedro Show. People, brother Matt, thank you for your always
of course,
essential.
Certainly.
Eating in a bed.
Certainly.
You people out there, keep your powder dry.
Yeah.